Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Bry. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Money. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Blanks moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dade out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Money moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive towards the mound. Garland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joshua throws the ball into Yount, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quirk. Melton reaches second base with a double. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton scores. Pruitt moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson bunts towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Quirk moves to second. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris who is chasing the ball. Bry reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Money is hit by the pitch. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quirk. Melton reaches second base with a double. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 2 in the game. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pruitt bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Dade moves to second. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris strikes out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kendall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Moore moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quirk. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's Indians, 4, Brewers, 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Blanks scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Dade moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quirk. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Blanks moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blanks tags and scores. Thornton tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Date hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dade for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pruitt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bry strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Money strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.